This audio is all about choosing the best hashtag for a conference coming up on Friday. Now, it doesn't actually matter what this conference is about on Friday, but what the title of the conference is set, it's how to elect more women. But the interesting issue is, what would be the best hashtag to select for the conference? Now, there is right now a very interesting debate going on between Ken Curtin, Susie B, and myself, and hopefully Margaret E. Ward, about the best hashtag. Now, the obvious thing about a hashtag is that it has to be fairly easy to remember. Otherwise, people won't use it. Would you agree with that? If it's fairly obscure and it's got letters and numbers in it that people find hard to remember and they have to look up, they may just skip using it, or they may actually misuse it and put their tweets in a different stream. So having something that's easily memorable is important, both for the followers of the stream, but also for the writers of the tweets or the audios that have the hashtag attached to them. The suppliers and the consumers, if you like. In fact, the whole community would benefit if the hashtag is very easy to remember. So I don't think there'd be any difference, any disagreement among us about this issue. The other thing is that there's a sort of strategic choice about the hashtag. If you want to bring your tweets to an audience that already exists, a group of people that are already, for example, following the Eurovision Song Contest, what you can easily do, and most sensible thing to do, is not to start a brand new hashtag in relation to the Eurovision Song Contest, but to find the most popular hashtag in relation to Eurovision and use that, and that will be a bit like you're adding your tweets to the stream, and other people who may never have heard of you may find your tweet, and you may reach a wider audience that way. So if there is already a, you know, a very popular event which people are conversing about on Twitter, it makes sense to use an existing hashtag. But if you're trying to publicize an event and trying to deal with a situation where there isn't a huge Twitter stream about it already, may not even be any Twitter stream about it already, then the situation is rather different. You have an opportunity to invent your own hashtag and become, if you like, the kind of hashtag, have the hashtag copyright. Now, actually, just as a bypass, there is a whole area in relation to hashtag copyright, which I remember a woman from Western Australia, Leslie Dewar, L-E-S-L-E-Y-D-E-W-A-R, one on Twitter, or else Nana Tails on Twitter. She and I discussed this years ago. But back to the issue in hand. What would be the best hashtag to have for the conference, which is in Dublin Castle on Friday, called How to Elect More Women? At present, the choice, I must admit I'm sticking to at the moment, How to Elect More Women, on the grounds that people who stumble across the tweets or are interested in the topic, following it, reading it, or reading things connected with Irish politics, as soon as they see the hashtag How to Elect More Women, have a story right in their face. Now, they may get the wrong story, but they at least have something. They think they know what it's about, and if that kind of a hashtag, How to Elect More Women, would appeal to what? It's certainly not to only women, but it might even appeal to people who are dead against the election of women and who want to get in on the debate and the argument. So, and it'll certainly appeal to, I would suggest, a lot of women. So that's, now on the other hand, and that's an awfully big mouthful. It's a long, long hashtag to write. And unless you're very good at using a mobile app for your Twitter, which will immediately suggest to you after you've put in, you know, hashtag H-O-W-T, and suddenly it'll throw up at you it'll auto-finish the hashtag for you, unless you have that, and unless you're used to using that, it is a rather mouthful to type. Certainly by the time you've put up several tweets which have said how to elect more women, you're either a strong supporter of the cause or you've given up. You're certainly no longer sitting on the fence. The other one which Susie B has suggested is one called a hashtag WIP12. Now that stands for Women in or Into Politics 2012. And surprise, surprise, it isn't in use already. So that's got a certain snappiness about it. And, you know, it's indeed possible that WIP12 has a certain ring to it, so long as it isn't translated into WHIP12. WIP12 could actually take off. So although I started off being highly persuaded by my own idea that how to elect more women is the best one for messaging purposes, WIP12 could be even better. So I've now moved into a position of I'm not sure, and I'm putting up this audio boo in order to kind of bring other people into the debate. I would very much welcome those of you who think about the best hashtags to use, or simply those of you who have never thought about the issue ever before in your life, coming back with a comment on Twitter, because this will go up on Twitter, or else on Audio Boo, or even better, get in on an audio act and put up a little boo on the topic yourself. Okay, that's it. There's no question. Hashtag, we absolutely have to have one. So it isn't a hashtag or not a hashtag. It's to whip or not to whip on Friday. Okay, bye-bye.